Let me give you three numbers. $189 billion. That's how much was invested into startups globally in February 2026 alone. It's the largest single month of startup funding ever recorded. 83%. That's the share of capital that went to just three companies: OpenAI, Anthropic, and Waymo. Three companies, 83% of all the money. 2.7 billion. That's how much Munich raised in startup funding last year, overtaking Berlin for the first time in the history of the German startup ecosystems. Those numbers tell a story, and the story is not what most people think it is. Welcome to StartupRate.io quarterly review for Q1 2026. I'm Joe from StartupRate.io. This is the episode where we step back from the headlines and ask, what's actually changing? Every quarter, we track hundreds of signals across the German and European startup ecosystem, funding rounds, policy shifts, exit, and talent moves. This quarter alone, we analyzed nearly 400 of them, and then we filter for what actually changes the game. Today, I'm going to walk you through the three that matter most. Not news, not deal lists, signals, the structural shifts that will define the next 12 months. Signal one, capital is not disappearing, it's concentrating, and the filter it's using is not what founders expect. Signal number two, Germany's startup geography is breaking apart. Bavaria is overtaking Berlin, and it's not because of the craft beer. Signal three, the exit window is reopening, but it's only opening for a very specific type of company. Let's get into it.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Signal one, capital is concentrating, not disappearing. What happened? The funding winter narrative is lazy and mostly wrong. German startups raised 80.4 billion euros in venture capital in all of 2025, a 19% increase over the year before and the third highest figure in the history of the ecosystem. And Q1 2026 has continued that momentum. In just the first 2 months, over $1.2 billion flowed into the German startups across 63 rounds. Look at the names. Parloa, a Berlin-based AI company, raised $350 million at a $3 billion valuation. Neura Robotics in Metzingen is raising roughly 1 billion euros, backed by Tether at 4 billion valuation. O-Sapiens in Mannheim hit unicorn status with a $100 million C-series led by a BlackRock-Temasek joint venture. ESA Aerospace just closed 250 million euros at a 2.2 billion valuation. DeZero, an observability platform out of Solingen, reached unicorn status with $110 million Series B. So money's flowing. But here's the thing. Why it's happening structurally. 716 deals in 2025, down 5% from the year before. So you have more capital going into few companies. This is not a recovery. This is a selection filter. Three structural forces are driving this. First, capital efficiency expectations have changed. Funds are no longer underwriting potential. They are underwriting inevitability. The era of a bet on the TAM is over. LP want fewer, bigger, more defensible bets. Second, AI has created a new category of companies that looks like infrastructure, not startups. And infrastructure always attracts institutional capital. Nscale just raised $2 billion backed by NVIDIA. Parloa's round tripled its valuation in 8 months. These are not seed stage bets. These are capital deployment events. Third, The mega deals are eating the ecosystem globally. February 2026 alone saw $189 billion deployed, and 83% of that went into just three companies. That's not a market. That's a power law on steroid. What changes next? We are now in a barrel market. On the one side, companies that are clearly mission critical, like AI infrastructure, defense tech, regulatory compliance software. They get funded at scale repeatedly. On the other side, everything else. And everything else is struggling disproportionately. For German startups especially, this means the mega deal count matters more than the deal count. Germany had 18 rounds above 100 million euros in 2026, six more than the year before. That's where the growth is. If you're not in that tier, the funding environment has not improved for you at all. Let me say that again, because it's important. The headlines say recovery. The reality says selection. What people are getting wrong, and here's where most founders get it wrong. They think the answer is to become more efficient, to cut burn, to extend runway. But efficiency is not a deciding factor right now. Perceived necessity is. The filter the market is applying is simple. Is your company disappear tomorrow? Would it matter? Not would people miss the product? Would the absence create a structural problem for someone's business? That's the bar, and it's a very different bar than product market fit. If I were a founder right now, I would aggressively reposition towards must have, even if it means narrowing the narrative, because the market is not rewarding breadth, it's rewarding perceived indispensability. Signal 2, geography. Germany's startup geography is breaking apart. What happened? For the first time in the history of the German startup ecosystem, Bavaria has overtaken Berlin as the leading startup funding destination. Munich attracted 2.7 billion euros in 2025, Berlin 2.4. Bavaria now has over 4,400 active startups and scale-ups. Munich alone contains near 2,500 of them, and the density of startups per capita now matches Berlin. This is not a one-quarter anomaly. The data from Sifted, from the Bavarian Startup and Scale-Up Monitor, from our own signal base, all of it points in the same direction. Germany is not decentralizing, it's specializing, and that's a completely different dynamic. Why it's happening structurally? The conventional explanation is Munich has good universities and big corporates. That's always been true. It doesn't explain why the shift happened now. What changed is the sector mix of where capital is going. The sectors attracting largest rounds right now are defense technology, robotics, space, deep tech, and industrial AI. All of these sectors have one thing in common. They require proximity to engineering, to manufacturing, to hardware infrastructure, to government procurement pipelines. That is Munich. That is Bavaria. Look at evidence from this quarter alone. Helsing, an AI defense company based in Munich, raised 600 million euros and now has Bundestag-approved procurement contracts worth 268 million euros for strike drones. The Bundestag approved 540 million euros specifically for combat drones from Helsing and Stock Defense. Quantum Systems, also Munich area, secured 150 million euros in institutional financing from the European Investment Bank, KfW and Deutsche Bank. ESA Aerospace, Munich, 250 million euros for its Spectrum rockets. Rupco, Munich, $100 million for modular industrial automation. Neuro Robotics in Metzing, Baden-Württemberg, not Berlin either. And Agile Robots, also Munich, just partnered with Google DeepMind to integrate Gemini into industrial robotic systems. Berlin is still strong in fintech and consumer software, but capital-heavy sectors, the ones raising 100 million plus, are overwhelmingly in the south of Germany. What changes next? Germany is developing a dual-center startup economy. Berlin remains the center of software for international talent pipelines for consumer-facing companies. Munich and southern Germany are becoming the center of hardware-adjacent AI for defense, for space, for industrial automation. This has real implications. Policy, funding programs, talent flow. The KfW deployed 748 million euros to VC funds in 2025. The state of Bavaria committed 400 million for just Proxima Fusion's demonstration reactor. Those are real state-level industrial bets, not startup grants. And some players are doubling down. Google just opened its new AI center in Berlin as part of a 5.5 billion euro Germany commitment. But the Bundestag's defense procurement contract are going to Munich companies. The infrastructure is splitting by function. What people are getting wrong, the misread here is thinking this is rivalry. It's not just Berlin versus Munich. That's the sports narrative. What's actually happening is functional specialization. The same thing that happened in the US between Silicon Valley and New York, between the Bay Area and Boston. The risk is not that one city wins and the other loses. The risk is that the ecosystem fragments into two worlds that stop talking to each other. Berlin's companies don't attend Munich defense tech events. Munich founders don't pitch at Berlin SaaS meetups. The network diverges. And there's a talent signal buried in the data that matters. Only 46% of Munich startups use English as their primary working language versus 67% in Berlin. If Munich wants to compete globally, that gap is a structural vulnerability. And here's one signal that tells you where the smart money thinks this is going. Julian Teike, the former WeFox founder, and Jürgen Müller, the former SAP CTO, just joined forces to build Agent F, an AI-native ERP system. Two of the most experienced operators in the German startup ecosystem are betting their next decade on industrial AI infrastructure. That's not a trend. That may be a verdict. If I were a Munich-based founder, I would lean into the industrial advantage, but aggressively internationalize the team. The companies that win with the next decade will combine German engineering depth with global first operations. That combination barely exists today. Signal 3. The exit window is reopening, but not for everyone. What happened? After 2 years of essentially closed IPO markets, 2026 is shaping up to be the year the window reopens. SpaceX is reportedly preparing for an IPO filing that could value the company at $1.5 trillion. OpenAI is targeting a listing by end of 2026 with a valuation that has already crossed $500 billion. Anthropic, valued at $350 billion after its latest round, is being traded as one of the hottest IPO candidates. Discord has filed a confidential IPO application. Closer to home, Bitpanda, the Vienna-based crypto and investment platform, is advancing plans for a Frankfurt IPO at a 4 to 5 billion euro valuation, with Goldman Sachs, Citi, and Deutsche Bank leading. And on the M&A side, the activity has been significant this quarter. Google acquired Wiz, the cloud security platform. IBM acquired Confluent, the data streaming company. Amazon acquired River, a Zurich-based robotics startup, an ETH spin-out for approximately $100 million. Uber is in advanced talks to acquire Blacklane, a Berlin-based premium chauffeur service. Bending Spoon acquired Tractive, an Austrian pet tech scale-up, potentially the largest exit in Austrian startup history. And Swart Health acquired Kaya Health, a Berlin health tech startup for $285 million. That's a lot of movement, so the question becomes, why now? Why it's happening structurally? Three forces are converging to open this window. First, LP pressure for distributions. Venture funds raised enormous amounts between 2020 and 2022, and the investors, the limited partners, need to see returns. Not markups in paper, actual liquidity events, IPOs and acquisitions are the only way to deliver that. Second, The IPO infrastructure itself improved. EY reported that 1,259 companies went public globally in 2025, up 2%, with an issuance volume rising 32% to over $163 billion. The market has proven it can absorb new listings again. Third, the strategic acquirers are back. Big tech is buying again. Amazon, Google, IBM, Uber, they are not just investing, they are acquiring. And they are specifically targeting companies that fill capability gaps in AI, robotics, cloud security, and enterprise data. What changes next? The exit window is opening, but it's a filtered window. The IPOs that are moving forward share three characteristics. One, proven unit economics, or at a minimum, a clear path to profitability. OpenAI is repositioning ChatGPT as a productivity tool. That's a profitability narrative. Two, category dominance. SpaceX owns the commercial launch market with defined cloud security. These are not companies competing for market share. They are the market. Three, strategic inevitability. Bitpanda's Frankfurt listing isn't just a fundraising event. It's a statement about European capital markets infrastructure. If you don't meet at least two of these three criteria, the window is technically open, but functionally closed for you. What people are getting wrong? The misread is thinking the next exit window is reopening for the ecosystem broadly. It's not. It's reopening for companies that have already won. There's a massive overhang of companies that raised in 2021 valuations, never grew into them, and now are stuck. They can't IPO at a down round. They can't get acquired at a price the investors will accept. They're in valuation purgatory. Meanwhile, look at what OpenAI just did. They shut down Sora, their customer video product. They canceled a $1 billion Disney partnership. They're redirecting everything towards enterprise and B2B. That's a company actively reshaping its narrative to match what the IPO market wants to buy. The biotech founders are stepping down. It's the same pattern. The company is entering its execution phase. The market wants operators now, not visionaries. If I were a founder preparing for an exit, I would stop optimizing the product and start optimizing the narrative, because the market doesn't buy companies. It buys stories about inevitability, and the story has to match the moment. So let me pull these three signals together. Signal one, capitalists concentrating into fewer, bigger bets. The filter is perceived necessity, not efficiency. Signal two, Germany's startup geography is splitting by function. Munich for hardware, defense and deep tech, Berlin for software and international talent. Signal three, the exit window is reopening, but only for companies that have already won their category. Now, here's the synthesis, the thread connecting all three. What we're seeing across all three signals is the same underlying force. The market is shifting from potential to proof. In the funding market, proof of necessity. In the geographic shift, proof of industrial capability. In the exit market, proof of category dominance. The area of exiting narrative plus large TAM equals funding is structurally over. What replaces it is demonstrated indispensability. And that changes the playbook. For founders, stop telling the market what you could become. Show what breaks without you. For investors, the returns are concentrating in companies that look boring from the outside, but are structurally irreplaceable from the inside. For the German ecosystem, the strength is real. 8.4 billion euros, new unicorns, defense procurement, space launchers, fusion reactors. But the window to convert that strength into global positioning is narrow, and it requires a level of ambition that this ecosystem has historically been uncomfortable with. That's what I see in Q1 2026. Not a funding winter, not a recovery, a selection event. And the companies that understand that distinction are the ones that will define the next cycle. Thank you for listening to Startup Radio. If this helped you to see the market more clearly, send it to one founder who is still operating on 2021 assumptions. They need to hear this. I'm Joe from Startup Radio. I'll see you in the next quarter.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.